Can you talk a little bit about some of the deliberations that have gone on within MD Anderson and also in the SWOG Lung Committee about strategically what we're looking at now in lung cancer clinical research over the next 5 or 10 years?
Right now, we've had a multiple sort of number of trials that have come and gone, testing chemotherapy with several biologic agents. Luckily, one emerged to be positive, and that was the Avastin. So now we're looking at combining pathways. One study that we are continuing to look at, and actually myself and Dr. Herbst are working on right now, is a combination of chemotherapy frontline with Avastin and Erbitux. And so trying to combine an EGF and a VEGF inhibitor with chemotherapy to further see if we can add to the blockade. Now, those types of trials are only going to get you so far. The fundamental change that has to happen within the lung cancer community, and it is happening within the cooperative groups, it's happening within the companies, is that we have to get tissue. In order to get tissue, we've got to be very, very good about getting large pieces of tissue, core biopsies, not only to just make the proper diagnosis on a patient, but also then we now have archived tissue in which we can test markers. Now we'll be able to see, why is it someone responded well to Tarceva? Why did someone respond well to a taxane such as Taxotere?